Suave Radio. Yes, indeed. Let me hear you, New Mexico. This is KSWV Radio. It is my distinct honor and privilege to welcome to our studios this morning Argos McCallum, Vice President of Teatro Paraguas and Artistic Director, and my uncle, Rudy Froggy Fernandez, board member. Good morning.
Good morning, Esteban.
Thank you so much for being here, Uncle Froggy and Argos. It's nice to see you guys.
Great to be here.
Thank you. All right. So, Froggy, I know that you come from time to time to talk about Teatro Paraguas with what's that other guy's name? Oh, yeah, Patricio, my brother.
Yes.
And Argos, you've been here before, you said, but this is my first time with you. But I'm sure you've been on with Patricio, so thank you for being here.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you.
So there's this, let me just first ask you, how have you been? I haven't seen you in quite some time. How are you doing?
Good. Doing really good, yeah. Thank God.
You look great.
Thank you.
Yeah. And Argos, you look great as well.
Oh, thank you. It's kind of early in the morning for me.
I said, hey, you want some coffee? And Argos was like, no, I already had a pot. Cool. Well, you guys look amazing. And this weekend, there is a theater presentation, right?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about, what's going on this weekend with Teatro Paraguas.
Well, we have four performances this weekend of a play called Lola's Last Dance.
Lola's Last Dance. Okay, very intriguing.
It's about a retired lady of the night in Old Town Plaza. The play, it's a short play. It was written by Tony Myers, okay, who was a poet and playwright, professor, translator, an amazing guy who was born in 1938. And this is kind of based on his growing up in Old Town Albuquerque. He knew some of the retired ladies of the night.
Really?
So okay. He wrote the play. Lola is actually quite advanced in years at this point, and she's there's a shadowy figure in the room. She's not sure exactly who it is. La Muerte, Doña Sebastiana.
Oh. So a very intriguing story. Storyline.
Yeah. It's a comedy. There are a lot of actors in it. There's a priest played by Marcos Maia.
Marcos from Santa Fe Community College. Love Marcos. Right. Great. Yeah. Right on.
And Froggy, you play Lalo Lagarto, the senator.
Right? The senator. Lalo Lagarto.
Now, Uncle Froggy, you've been on the big screen before.
Right. Yes, it's been many years ago, but I've been there, and of course I do a lot of theater over at Teatro Paraguas.
Yeah, well, the people may or may not know, but if you've seen the Milagro Beanfield War, you'll see Uncle Froggy there.
Yes.
And Patricio too, right? Was he on there? My brother, Patricio?
Yes, I got Patricio in there, and I say I got him in there because I was in charge of the extras there for a while, and I had Patricio in there in a couple of scenes.
So before there was Nacho Libre, there was Patricio. Okay, great.
That's it.
But the point is you know a thing or two. You've been around a while in the scene, and this is great because I know that when you're involved, it's going to be something great. And the same thing with you, Argos. And so I know that just talking to both of you, that Lola's Last Dance is something that people should see.
I think it's something that, and that's the reason why we're here today, Esteban, to invite people to get involved in theater. And not only do we do, like Lola's Last Dance, but we do a lot of stuff in bilingual, a lot of Spanish English kind of acting. We have El Día de los Muertos. We have the Christmas Piñata every year. And, of course, Teatro Paraguas has a lot of children's plays also.
And do you have the Tres Reyes Magos, or do you do that?
We haven't done it there at that theater because it's a little small.
It's a little small.
And I've invited the Caballeros to do it there, but they think the theater's... It's a 50-seat theater.
Okay.
It's a beautiful little theater.
Well, let's remind people what theater we're talking about. So this weekend, it is where again?
At Teatro Paraguas, which is kind of midtown near Home Depot and Meow Wolf.
Right.
We've been there for about 10 years, actually. We're kind of a long-lived theater. Theaters usually don't last that long, but here we are still. So...
Well, you know what you're doing, and that's why it's lasted.
And so Lola's Last Dance is this weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7:30, and Sunday at 2. Our address is 3205 Calle Marie.
3205 Calle Marie.
It's off of Henry Lynch Road.
Okay. Yeah. So this Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, 7:30 p.m., at 3205 Calle Marie. Now, there's a matinee, isn't there?
Saturday? On Sunday.
On Sunday.
Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock.
Okay, Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. Fabulous. So you can go either in the evening. If the evening doesn't work out for you, you have a matinee on Sunday.
Yes, exactly.
That's cool, man. Yeah. Right on. Let's see. Let me ask you a little bit about... Teatro Parabas, just as an organization as a whole, because I know that you were talking about promoting this weekend's Lola's Last Dance, but you know, Argos, you've been doing this for over 50 years, right? You've been an artistic
director, and manager. Well, Teatro Paramus, we started in 2004.
That's what I was going to ask you.
With the idea that Santa Fe really needs a theater company that specializes in bilingual productions to honor the whole Hispanic tradition of the last 400 years.
Wow.
So we started at El Museo. El Museo gave us a leg up. They were our fiscal agent. So we worked there for about 5 years. Maria Martinez and Tom Romero were our great friends. But then we got so busy, we kind of had to find our own place. So we started out down where we are now. We got our venue in 2009. And we've been producing plays ever since. We also... rent out our theater to other companies. So we've had a lot of dance, a lot of poetry, all kinds of things.
Can I ask you, what types of things can people learn when they get involved? Because I think some people might say, well, I'm interested in being around the scene, but maybe I'm not an actor per se. Are there roles for people that, like, maybe set design? Other types of things that, where people can get involved, because they hear you speak and they say, great, Rudy was on the big screen. Argos, you too. I'm not sure. I want to be around, but I don't know if I could be an actor or an actress. Is there something for me to do?
There's so much work that goes into a production ahead of, you know, the actors with the lights coming up and the actors being on the stage. There's costumes, there's management, there's props, there's set construction, set design, like you said. There's all kinds of ways to get involved.
Right.
So we're always looking for new blood.
What are some of the things that our kids can walk away from when they learn, when they get involved, either acting or... And I know, Froggy, because you've been involved, you and Argos have been involved your entire lives, but your grandchildren have been cast in movies and TV series. And for families out there that are kind of wondering, all right, we're new to this thing, what types of things can kids learn when they you know, get involved?
Well, you know, just the experience of getting involved in this. And like Argus was saying, we will accept anyone's help. They want to come. And the thing about it that people come to help us and then they sort of get the bug. I'd like to try that out. And they might start with a real small part. And all of a sudden they get involved in it. And it's a great experience because it's sort of like... I don't know, breaking out of your eggshell, you know, just getting the confidence that you can do these things on stage. And so it's a great experience, especially for our young people. Like I told you earlier, we do have a children's program. As a matter of fact, that's coming up pretty soon, right?
November 12th and 13th and 14th. I think those are the dates. Giorgio Senator Tarnoff is the head of the children's program. It's called Umbrella Children's Theater, and they're doing a version of Jack and Jill and the Beanstalk. And we also when the children's theater also tries to incorporate a bilingual approach. So,
so with that said, you know, these young children get started, get exposed to theater, and they build up the confidence of getting up on stage and memorizing some lines, and just, I think it's just a wonderful experience. It has been for me.
A confidence builder.
The confidence builder, you know, I can go back to where I was even afraid to stand up before anyone and mention what my name was. I'd start shaking. But
and for me, that's hard to believe because you've always been a great speaker my entire life that I've known you. You've always been, and it's interesting to know that you had maybe a time in your life where maybe that was not the case, but that, here you are today.
And, and I've learned it all through theater, a lot of it through theater, so thank goodness that, you know, they've accepted me, and I've taken the chance of taking on some roles that were a little tough, but it's all worked out.
You know, I don't know how true this is, but you said when you're talking about breaking out of your shell, someone told me that they had heard an interview with Nicole Kidman, who we all know, is, you know, a big movie star. Apparently, it's hard for Nicole Kidman to even watch. She doesn't even watch her own movies. So she gets on set. She's an actress. That's where she feels comfortable. But there's also a shy part of her that maybe stopped. Have you heard that about Nicole Kidman?
Well, I haven't heard that, but that is kind of common with actors. They kind of shy away from actually seeing them. You know, themselves filmed on the stage. But one of the things that's really amazing about theater is when you learn the teamwork. It's all about teamwork.
Right.
Besides getting up and getting past your eggshell, it's teamwork that.
And I believe that teamwork is great. But I also want to mention Nicole Kidman, because if somebody, to Froggy's point, feels like they can't do it, that they can't speak, that they can't deliver, that they're maybe shy or afraid, you don't know what hidden talent you might have. And just even the experience, like you said, the confidence to come and do something. So, you know, this is a great opportunity for people to experience. And mm-hmm. The teamwork that you're talking about, Argus, is sounds really cool to me.
Yeah, and basically, when you boil it down, theater is about storytelling, and we've all been telling stories all our life. You know, it goes back to talking about around the campfire, around, you know, how we trapped the deer, how we got that deer and brought it back and fed the people, and that's the story. And it's so basic, and that's what we learn in theater is communication and storytelling and teamwork.
This is awesome, man. Teatro Paraguas presents Lola's Last Dance this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. There's a matinee on Sunday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Go to 3205 Calle Marie. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with Rudy Froggy Fernandez and Argus McCallum. Very cool. Back with more in just a moment. All right, folks, we're back with Argus McCallum, who has worked with many theater companies in Santa Fe over the last 50 years as an actor, director, designer, administrator, and also served on actually co-founded Teatro Paraguas in 2004. And I'm here with also Rudy Froggy Fernandez, Uncle Froggy, who himself has been around as an actor on the board of directors at Teatro Paraguas, but, you know, as long as I've known you, and I'm, you know, so this is great. Thank you both for being here. This weekend, we're here to promote and ask that our people that are listening to this, our listening family, go check out Lola's Last Dance. It's going to be a great experience to see a great play. Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7:30, and Sunday at 2 p.m. What other announcements would we like to let people know about?
Well, along with Lola's Last Dance, we're doing another play by Tony Maras, and it's called Astonishing Light, Conversations I Never Had with Patrocinio Varela. And Patrocinio was the famous wood carver up in Taos in the 1940s. He had a kind of a rough life. His mother died when he was very young. Kind of had lots of different jobs. He worked in steel and farming and mining from the age of 11. But he learned how to carve wood, and he carved many, many santos and also other figures. Some of them ended up in the Museum of Modern Art in New York. But unfortunately, Patrocinio, he liked to smoke and drink, and in his wood workshop one day, one morning, the whole workshop caught on fire. And we lost Patrocinio. That was 1964. But it's a very beautiful lyrical play. And Marcos Maez plays Patrocinio Barela. And Jonathan Harrell, who's also out at the college, he plays Tony Mares. So that's along with Lola. And the other thing that's happening with Teatro Prawas is we're joining forces with the city. There's going to be a huge celebration of El Día de los Muertos on the plaza Friday the 28th and Saturday the 29th, both days from 4 to 9 in the evenings. They're going to be showing Coco, the movie. There's going to be strolling mariachis, face painting. I think the mayor is going to be there. The Mexican council will be there. So it's... And we'll be doing our orchestra and our dancers will be performing La Llorona.
La Llorona.
On the grandstand there, yeah.
La Llorona. Okay, did you used to tell us stories about La Llorona growing up, Uncle Frog?
We used to do that when you guys were young to keep you guys straight. La Llorona is looking for you. You better stay home.
Right. Well, we all grew up knowing La Llorona. And I'm listening to you talk, Argus, you and Uncle Froggy, and it's evident that the plays that you write or that you do are reflective of our culture, are reflective of people here, and that's a beautiful thing. And so through your plays, you're preserving our heritage, and through... Oops. This is amazing. This is, and that's beautiful.
I mean, the tradition of his Spanish language theater is so strong. You know, we all know about Shakespeare, but at the same time, Shakespeare was writing Lope de Vega and Calderón de la Barca, and various other writers were making incredible theater in Spain. So there's a long, long tradition, and theater is a very important cultural component. And mm-hmm. We're so happy to be able to promote the Hispanic tradition and the family values and the artistic expression of la gente.
Oh, you know, Argus and Froggy, it's a great training ground, too, for people to say, you know, we have studios in Santa Fe, we have studios in Albuquerque, we have studios wherever. And you're so welcoming to everyone to be involved, that I'd imagine that it's a great training opportunity for people to say, I want to see if that's what I want to do the rest of my life. And if I do, it's a nice springboard to be able to get involved, to maybe making it a paid career with all these different studios we have in New Mexico. And absolutely. I mean, being able to cultivate our future film economy, this is where it starts, right? Ground zero is with Teatro Paraguas.
Very, very much so. I mean, all the big stars in film, almost all of them have started off in theater, and that's the great training ground, as you say. So, we've worked with students from Capitol High. We have a young filmmaker, Armando Hernandez, who graduated from Capitol, and now he's making all kinds of videos and writing scripts, and so, yeah.
We just had someone text in. Anita Ortiz texted, hey, Anita. Buenos dias, she said, great to hear. What fun to hear three friends talking about a place dear to our hearts. Have a blessed day, Esteban, Argos, and Froggy. From Anita, Ana Maria, and Amador.
She's been in plays with us.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning, Anita. We love you. Ana Maria Amador, thank you so much for tuning in. That's great.
Yeah. Argus, you might tell them how they can contact the theater.
Oh, yeah, if we want to get tickets or get involved or whatever. What's
We have a website, teatropravasnm.org. You can find us on the internet. Our telephone number, if you want to just give us a call and leave us a message, is 505-424-1601. We usually answer within a day or two. So many ways to get involved. And, please contact us either by the internet or by phone.
Right on.
And if you sign up with your email address, we can also keep you informed as to all the plays that are taking place, coming up.
Right on. Mm-hmm. Great.
Yeah, well, we have a weekly newsletter. So,
well, sign up today. Better yet, sign up to help out or, show up, buy a ticket, and enjoy. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Any final thoughts for our listeners that we want to share before we finish this morning?
Just want to thank you guys for allowing us to come in today and talk about this beautiful little theater that we have here in Santa Fe that I think a lot of people should take the opportunity to visit and learn some more about the theater.
Uncle Frog, can I ask you, can you extend that invitation in Spanish? I'm not very good at Spanish.
No, gracias, Esteban. Sí, les queremos invitar que vengan al teatro para que puedan ver lo que hacemos para promover la lengua española y para promover las acciones de los jóvenes también, de modo que vengan al Teatro Paraguas, que está localizado en la calle Marie, es hacia el otro lado de la calle Henry Lynch. Y esta noche vamos a tener la obra de Lola's Last Dance, empezando a las 7:30 de la noche, mañana también, y el sábado por la noche a las 7:30, el domingo a las 2 de la tarde. Vengan a vernos, por favor.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. Love that. Thank you. Argus, any final thoughts or invitations?
It's just a pleasure to be here and to be able to talk about theater. And we really hope that people come out and support your local theater here in Santa Fe.
We appreciate you both. Seriously, thank you.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. This is KSWV Radio, 99.9 FM, 810 AM.